Well, Nigel, give us your take on that one.
Yeah, it was a bit of a cagey game, not an awful lot in it. We've conceded a poor goal from a corner again. But then I thought we did pretty well to try and get back in the game. And if the penalty is given, we may well have done that.
Yeah, that penalty being the Chris Porter decision, or lack of decision, should I say.
Yeah, we're just flummoxed as to why they would not give that as a penalty. You know, I think he's got a pretty good view of it. Goalkeeper's come out, taking him out. It's probably a sending off as well, even if he does give it. But can't for the life of me think for one second why he wouldn't give that as a penalty.
Big appeals all round as well for it.
It was one of that. I think the Walsall lads just were resigned to it as well as soon as the goalkeeper came out. But you know, we had him a few years ago. We were at Burton first day of the season at Histon, and I think he gave 3 penalties that day. None of them as much a penalty as that was tonight.
In terms of your side's performance overall tonight, were you disappointed with the manner of their goal? A bit of a soft one from a set piece?
Yeah, again, you know, we've got a bit of work to do on corners. You know, everybody's allocated a job, and we're a little bit vulnerable at the moment from set plays. But we'll keep working on them. But apart from that, Ian Turner did well the odd time he was called upon, and I thought the response was good when we did go 1-0 down.
You made 5 changes as well to your side. Let's talk about Diego Di Girolamo. What did you make to him in the team tonight?
He did okay. He's got to work a little bit harder than he did tonight. And he did well when he came inside second half, you know, and picked it up and ran at them. That's his strength. But he's got to do that more. He's got lots of things to improve on. He's only a young lad learning. He's got lots of improving to do.
Likely that he'll go back out on loan now. Is that what you're planning?
Well, we'll see on the striker situation. You know, we're desperate to get one in on loan. If that happens, then he could probably do that.
Stephen McGinn as well. What did you make to his performance tonight? He didn't seem to get going.
No, it's difficult. When lads haven't played regularly, we understand that it's difficult, but they have an opportunity to come in and push for a place in the squad or in the team. And I didn't think anybody who's outside of that did a very good job of that tonight.
It's 3 games without a goal now. Is that purely down to the striker situation, do you feel?
It's not getting a penalty, maybe. Not getting a break in the box. And not sort of that sort of player, 1 or 2 players. I'd say out of our staff, you know, Mark McNulty is on the pitch going to score a goal. Michael Higden does. And even from the midfield players, I think Ben Davis is probably the man who goes on and thinks, I'm going to get a goal today. And we're missing those 3 with that sort of attitude.
In terms of as well, it's out of the Johnson's Paint Trophy. You're fighting on 3 fronts now. I know this one wasn't your priority, but you'd said that you want to win every competition you're entered into.
Well, that's why I made the substitutions with 15 minutes to go. Put Jose on and put Jam on and put Stefan Skugel on, try and get something out of the game.
In terms of that striker search as well, we spoke to you only this morning. You were hoping to maybe get something over the line, but not done.
No, one player's thinking about it today. We hope to get a decision tomorrow.
How important is it, do you think, that decision comes soon then, before the weekend?
Yeah, ideally. But if not, we'll go with how we've been of late. You know, we've got Jose and we've got Murph who can play up there. And we'll go with it and we'll try and get a goal on Saturday. I think once we do get one, we'll get more than one. You know, one of those, we'll get 2 or 3 in a game.
Just down to that player making his mind up then, as pure as that now?
Yes, yeah, I think so. You know, other players want to come out for 4 weeks and have some football.
Now it's a big game as well at the weekend, Doncaster, isn't it? A nice local derby to get back into.
Always was, when you look at the 3 games we've got coming up now. No disrespect to this one tonight, but Doncaster away and then Crewe in the replay with a home draw at stake in the next round and Oldham the week on the next Saturday. So they're the 3 big ones for us.
And finally from me, I know we only spoke to you about this morning, the Ched Evans situation, but since we have spoken, 3 of the club's patrons have stepped down from their positions. A couple of sponsors have said that if he's offered a contract, they'll consider their positions as well. It's a bit of a storm, isn't it, I suppose, and it's only been announced for the last 24 hours that he's training with the club.
Yeah, well, nothing's changed, I don't think, from the statement that went out from our point of view. At this stage, nobody will be commenting any further on it.